Represent School Principals has expressed concern that the ongoing strike by secretaries and caretakers could cause long-term damage to school communities and called on strikes to be stood down so that schools remain safe. Meanwhile, speaking on the News at One, the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, said it was disappointing that FORSA hadn't come to talks and that the only way this dispute could be resolved was through meaningful engagement. Well, Padraig Clerkin is the Chief Executive of the Irish Primary Principals Network and he joins me now on the line. You're welcome to Drive Time this evening, Padraig. As this strike now heads into its third week, can you give us an idea of just how difficult this has been for your principals around the country and the impact that it's had on schools?
Well, it's incredibly difficult, and school leaders have been placed in a really difficult situation. The school principals and the deputy principals, they fully support their secretary and the caretaker. Boards have been instructed to keep schools open, but our school principals, our school staff, they're not going to take on any of the work that the school secretary or the school caretaker does. And that means it's getting more and more challenging on a daily basis, challenging for boards to provide a safe environment for the schools.
Can you explain just the practical challenges that principals are facing?
Well, I think there's plenty of practical challenges, and you just think of, you know, what a caretaker, what a secretary does on a daily basis. Basically, you know, you're talking about bins, you're talking about waste management, you're talking about basic maintenance, you're talking about the ordering of school supplies, the payment of invoices, you're talking about communications with parents regarding children, and, you know, ill children who are ill that may have to attend appointments. And what we're asking for, we fully support our school secretaries and our caretakers. And what we're asking for is that there would be meaningful negotiations, that they would commence immediately, that there be a resolution to whatever issues are delaying those negotiations, because it's only through that that we'll see progress. And we want to see this progressed for our secretaries and for our caretakers. We recognise the vital role that they play in our schools. Like, they ensure the effective running of the school, a safe environment for the school. They're hugely valued by school leaders, and what we want to see is progress for them, but we know that that will only happen through the negotiation process. Something's holding that up, and we're calling that there's a resolution to whatever's holding that up. In the absence of that, it's going to be difficult for
boards.
What we
do know, Padraig, is that the minister has offered talks, the government says without preconditions, but FORSA has declined the offer of those talks aimed at resolving the dispute because they want guarantees that any discussions would centre on implementing public service pensions. So do you agree with FORSA's position there? Or do you think they should go around the talks table regardless?
We support our secretaries and our caretakers. And what we want to do is we want to see meaningful negotiations. And that starts with trust, whereby any issue can be resolved so that, that there's no more delay to these negotiations. We know that this can only be resolved through those negotiations. We want to see progress for our secretaries, for our caretakers. We want to see this issue resolved. We want our schools to be safe. And in the absence of that, it's going to make life more and more difficult for boards of management who will have to make decisions around the overall safety of the school.
What sort of decisions are we talking about here, Padraig? Can you see a point where schools won't open?
Well, if a school isn't safe, if a board of management can't stand over the basic safety of the school, that leaves them with no option.
And are your members telling you that they're in a position now that they're looking at having to close schools?
What we're hearing on a daily basis is that it's getting more and more difficult. The challenges are increasing day by day, and that will continue for the foreseeable future. And that's why we are calling that there will be meaningful negotiations whereby we can start to discuss the issues. And we know that that's where, you know, the talks will start around strike action and trying to find a way forward.
All right. Thank you, Padraig Clerk. And at this point, I want to bring in the Minister for State at the Department of Transport and Independent TD for Galway East, Sean Canny.